Today's shir is Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Ches, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Zainam Beis, five lines from the bottom. Kami Kishua Remei Oimer. So as we've been learning, Torah Kedosha teaches us that a woman, while she's pregnant, if she has forced labor and dam, so it depends. If we could attribute the dam to the labor, to the child, then the child, then that dam is not going to be considered dam ziva. If, on the other hand, we can't attribute it to the child, that dam is called dam kaishi. If we can't attribute it to the child, and it happened that she had these three discharges in three consecutive days during the days when a woman can become a Zava, as we've discussed, and we'll speak about it still in Mitzvah Hashem again in today's Shir Be'ezer Hashem, the 7-day cycle. So if during the 11-day cycle, during a pregnancy, she saw dam for three consecutive days, then, and it's not attributable to the labor, she becomes a Zava, Zava Gedola, and requires Zayin Nekiyim, and actually has to bring a carbon as well. Says Rav Meir, and that's where we begin today's shir, says Rav Meir in the Mishnah, even if we just spoke about a special leniency called Dam Kaishi, that leniency is only during the last 40 or 50 days of a pregnancy. The leniency of Dam Kaishi doesn't come before. Kami Kesher, Rav Meir Omer, Aboyim HaChamishim Yom, the last 40, 50 days of a pregnancy. Ask the Gemara obvious question. Hashta chamish mekasha. If the last 50 days we give her this leniency, abar mibay, so certainly she's entitled to this leniency during the last 40 days. So what is it, 40 or 50? So actually the Rishonim point out that sometimes the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions this type of wording, and the Gemara doesn't really focus on it, because dibur Torah kaloshim bnei adam. And sometimes the Gemara, as in our case, does choose to focus, is it 50 or is it 40? Others say as follows. We have a Gemara. Gemara we learned from Masechta Sukkah. Gemara in Masechta Sukkah speaks about it. According to the Rabbanon, a Sukkah may not be higher than 20 Amma. Says Rabbi Yehuda, could be 40 or 50 Amma. And the Gemara doesn't ask, is it 40 or is it 50? Because to explain to Rishonim there, it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda conceptually disagrees with the Chachamim. The Chachamim have an issue that there's a height, a maximum height to the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold as a maximum height. So it doesn't make a difference if it's 40 or it's 50, it could be 62. Here, it's obvious that Rabbi Meir, the number, as we just explained, he's trying to make a point that even though we have this heter called Dam Kaishi, it isn't without its limits. So now the question is, what is the limit? The last 40 days of the pregnancy or the last 50 days of the pregnancy? A not well woman has 50 days. A healthy person has 40 days. And as the Chaznish explains the Nafkamina, Chaznish says, what's the whole word of Dam Kaishi? Dam Kaishi means that the dam is attributed to the child versus being attributed to the Ziva. So when you have a healthy person, so the child doesn't have so much of an influence on her system. So only during the last 40 days does it have that influence that it brings about them. A weaker person, so the child has, the pregnancy is more, has more of an influence on her system, and then already in the last 50 days of pregnancy, the halacha will be that the dam can be considered dam kaishi. To review what we mentioned a moment ago. A woman's life, and I'm going to say the pshat, this is a very big machlokes rishonim. This is the way Rashi and most Rishonim learn. This is the way the Gemara, we're going to explain the Gemara. We've explained the Gemara this way. But we're going to explain the Gemara today also this way. But it's important to indicate that the Rambam disagrees. And we'll briefly mention the Rambam. It actually becomes, interestingly, somewhat relevant today's shir. According to Rashi, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, she can become a Nida. And as we've learned, Midaraisa must emphasize. When a woman becomes a Nida, she remains tamei for 7 days, she could see discharges all 7 days. But if by the end of the 7 days she's no longer discharging, she goes to the mikveh and she's good to go. Then there's the 11 days. During the 11 days, the following 11 days, she could become a zava. If she sees down for 1 day or 2 days, she's shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim. If it's 3 days, she becomes a zava gedoyla, and she needs zayin akim. And this is where Rashi's pshat becomes very important. Number one, until those zayin akim are over, she isn't back to being able to be a nida. So let's think about it. Let's say she saw dam on day 10, 11, and 12. I mean, day 9, 10, and 11. So she is now a zava gedoyla. She needs zayin akim. Those zayin akim, she isn't yet a nida. And actually, it could be more than zayin akim, as we'll see in our Gemara. Because let's say on the last of those zayin akim, she has a riyah. So she loses the zayin akim, and she has to start again. And until she's able to get herself out of the ziva, she's not a nida. Furthermore, according to Rashi, let's say you have a regular situation. The woman has her days of ziva, and she didn't become a zava, Baruch Hashem. That doesn't mean on day 12 we start the count of 7 again. We only count the count of nida the next time she has a discharge. The Rambam disagrees. Conceptually, the Rambam's Peshat is much easier to understand. Because the Rambam says everything is 7-11. And according to the Rambam, you could actually therefore have overlap. That there could be days that a woman is both a nida and experience that she can become a nida and could be experiencing the Zayin Nakiyim. So begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Levi, Ein Avlad Matar, El Yom Haruin Lius Ben Zava. As we learned in yesterday's Shir, we learned that even though we have the heter of Dam Koishi, the heter of Dam Koishi is only when to take that instead of becoming a Zava, Dam Koishi says she's not a Zava. But let's say she had Dam when she's pregnant, during a time that she could become a Nida, then we don't have the heter of Dam Koishi. So Rav Levi makes a very simple statement. When is the heter of Dam Koishi applicable? During those 11 days that we just discussed. Rav takes it a step further. Rav amafil b'yom haruim l'sfir zava. Which means, according to Rav, very simple. According to Rav, as the case I just mentioned, let's say she became zava on day 9, 10, 11. Potentially she could become a zava on day 9, 10, and 11. And if she became a zava 9, 10, and 11, day 12 through day 19 would be the Zayin Nakim. Zayin Nakim of ziva. So those are also considered ziva days, where the heter of Dam Koishi would apply. So, say some mafarshim, that it could well be that the machloikis, this is a very interesting point, the machloikis of Rav and Rav Levi is actually the machloikis of Rashi and Rambam. Rav holds like Rashi, that as soon, that the Zayin, that the Yumei Ziva don't end until the Zayin Nakim end. And Rav Levi holds that no, the Ziva days end when the 11 days end, even if you haven't yet had the Zayin Nakim. Says the Gemara further, Rav Adbar Hava Lutame de Rav, and as the Rishonim point out, Rav Adbar Hava, unlike Rav Levi, is not arguing with Rav. He's taking the concept that Rav just taught us and taking it one step further. Lutame de Rav, afilu yom haruin l'sfiris stira zava, which means as follows. If we think about it, says Rav Adbar Hava, once the woman experienced the Ziva days, potentially she could remain in that ziva state forever. Because as I said, let's say she saw day 9, 10, 11. So now you have Zayin Nakim. And what happens if on the last day of the Zayin Nakim she has a riyah? She has to start all over again. So that could keep on going forever. And therefore he says, a very big kula, the heter of Dam Koishi could go on forever. If you want to think about it, according to Rav Adda, the only time you don't have the heter of Dam Koishi is during the first 7 days of Nida while she's pregnant. Ask the Gemara, but we just started the Shia today, we're quoting Ramey's opinion. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kama Kushia, Ramey'am Abom V'chamishim Yoyim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rav, Mishkach Slok Rav Adbar Hava. According to Rav Adbar Hava, we understand how you could have 40, 50 days of all days that potentially could be Ziva days. I just gave a very simple example. Ella Levi, that says, We explaining Levi that everything is 7-11, 7-11. And as soon as the 11 days are up, the heter of Yemei Ziva are up. Because the heter of Dam Koishi is only during the Yemei Ziva. And once the 11 days are up, the Ziva days are up. So how could Remeis say that you can have the heter for 40, 50 days? And 40, 50 days, you keep on having 7-11 repeating itself. El Levi Kasha. How does Remeis say that during the last 40 or 50 days of pregnancy, the het of Dam Koshi could apply throughout? Amlach Levi. So Levi says, and the Mefarshim point out, we don't even have to say this, that the Mishnah mentioned other opinions about the limit where Dam Koshi applies. There was one opinion that's only the last month. We'll speak about it soon. The Kasha could have been in all of those opinions. The Gemara focused on Ramei because he's the first one of the Shittas in our Mishnah. Amlach Levi. So Levi says, we have to re-understand what Ramei says. Mik Tani Tarba Kulon. When Ramei speaks about 40 or 50 days, he doesn't mean that every one of those 40 or 50 days are days that you could apply on those days the het of Dam Koshi. What he means to say is, you now have this block of 40, 50 days. But in those 40, 50 days, there are Nida days. In those 40, 50 days, there are Ziva days. During the Ziva days, during those 40 or 50 days, you'll have to have that. You'll have the Het of Dam Koshi. During the Nida days, during that block of days, you obviously wouldn't have that Het. But may Nida, Nida, but may Ziva Torah. But may Ziva Torah. Lishna Chinami. But then there's a different version of this discussion. Amar of Levi, Ein of Lad Matar, Ela Ramim, Haruim Liyas Ben Zava Gedayla. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is as follows. We said also a moment ago that a woman, if she sees down for 1 or 2 days, she's a Zava Ketana, Shemer Shiyom Keneged Yom. If she sees down for 3 days, she's a Zava Gedayla. So now, says the Gemara, this is the way Rashi learns, that the Heter of Dam Koshi was only set to a Zavag Doyla, that saw Ria for 3 days. If she saw Ria for only 2 days, then she wouldn't be able, we wouldn't have the Heter. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat. Interesting pshat that Rabbeinu Chananel learns. Rabbeinu Chananel says like this, on every one of the days of the 11-day cycle, she could potentially become a Zavag Doyla. If she sees a dam on day 1, on day 2, you know when that ends? If her first Ria was on day 10, she can never become a Zavag Doyla. Because a Zavag Doyla needs 3 Rias, and 10 and 11 only give you 2 days. So what the Gemara means to say is, only on day 1 through 9 do we have the Heter, not on day 10 and 11. So let's learn the Gemara again inside. Amar Rav Levi, Ein Av Lamata, Ela Yom Melirus Bem Zavag Doyla. Only when she's a Zavag Doyla. Mai Tama, why? The Me Yom Ram Ksif. Afilu Yom Haruim Lis Ben Zavak Tana. Even by Zavak Tana, according to Rashi, or according to Ben Chananel, day 10 and 11, my Tame, why is he so lenient? The my Tame Yemei, the Kol Yemei Hosam Ksivi. The Torah says the Kol to mean all the days. Ask the Gemara a similar question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Kamuk Shueha, the when do we apply the heter of Dam Koshi? Ramei Oimer, Afil Abom Chamishim Yoim. But why? Kashul Tavayu. He was saying that you can't apply the heter to all days of the 40, 50 days. Because when she's Zavak Tana, we don't apply the heter. Answers the Gemara. Mitan the Tarba Kulan. Doesn't mean that she automatically will use the heter of Dam Koshi throughout. No. Kashisa B'nei Nida. Only the days, there are only certain days in that block of days that we can have the het of Dam Koshi. Days that are Nida days. Days that are Zav Ketana days, according to the first version, we wouldn't be able to apply the het. Continue the Gemara. Tanya, Hay Ramei Omer. Ramei takes this even a step further. And he says, Yesh Maksha Kuf Nun Yon. You can have a woman bleeding for 150 days. Vein ziva oilibahen, and she'll never become a zava. And he gives you the cheshbon. Ketzad, shnayim beloy eis. She sees dam on day 10 and 11 of a cycle. So as we just said, to become a zava gedola, you have to have 3 days. Day 10, you won't have it. Then you have, after 11 days, you have 7 days of nida. What during the time that a woman can become a nida, she can't become a zava. So a shiva of the nida days, shnayim shalachar nida. Now those days are up. Her new cycle begins. Once her new cycle begins, so if she only sees down for 2 days, that is not a zava. A zava after 3. So we already have 11 days. Then, the chamishim shevlad mitar. Then the 50 days that Ramei keeps on speaking about, that during those days we have the heter of dam kaishi. Then she has a baby, and she has a baby girl. So the baby girl, as we also have been learning, the next 80 days are all attributed to the Leda. Shmainim shal nekeva. So we put on another 80 days. Then when those days are up, so as soon as the 80 days are up, she, so to speak, renews her cycle. So the first 7 days after the 80 days are nida days. So even if she sees dam throughout those 7 days, it's dam nida dat nam ziva. And then after those 7 days are up, she sees for 2 more days, the first 2 of her 11-day ziva cycle, but that would make into a zava gdaila. And if you count this all together, you got 150. Amalai. So he said, if you take this approach, imkain yesh maksha kol yameha. Because what happens here? This woman was pregnant, experienced childbirth, and then during the childbirth, got pregnant, during the 80 days of the Yemei Leda, the Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tahara of the Yemei Leda, she had a miscarriage. So then the count starts all over again. So if you think about it, you could have this woman experiencing her whole life, never being a zava again. If she keeps on having miscarriages, ask the Gemara. And the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara is speaking specifically by a girl. Because if it was a boy, there isn't enough time to have a miscarriage that would have any meaning to it. Because the whole Yemei Leda of a boy are 40 days. And the first 7 days she can't have relations with her husband. So let's say she got pregnant immediately, if it was even possible nowadays. I don't know if it's possible. But even if it were possible for her to become pregnant right after the 7 days, but from 7 to 40 is only 33 days, we learned that a fetus that's not 40 days developed is meaningless. So that's why we have to speak about a girl that gives us a little more time, 80 days. Says the Gemara, Imken Yishmaksha Kol Yemeha, Vein Ziva Oilabahem. According to this Cheshbon, she could avoid being a Zava for the rest of her life. And she keeps on having these repeated miscarriages. Amalhem, Maida Taichu. Why do you want to say that we're going to have the Heter of Dam Koshi because of the miscarriages? Bishum Nefalim, because she keeps on having these miscarriages. Says Amalhem, Ein Koshel Nefalim. The Heter of Dam Koshi doesn't apply by Nefalim. Why not? So some Mefarshim say, it's that the whole head of Dam Kaishi is a rule, and the rule was only set under certain circumstances. It's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is as follows, and we spoke about it at the beginning of the shir, actually. We said at the beginning of the shir that Dam Kaishi means that we attribute the dam to the child versus attributing it to a ziva. But what type of child has the ability to create dam, that the dam can be attributed to him or her? Versus to the woman's regular cycle, only a viable child. A non-viable child, dam, is not considered dam that we should attribute to him versus to a regular woman's cycle. Another pshat that I saw, it's a concept that we discussed in the previous year. Unlike a male, a female becomes tamei with dam sheba oinus. Even any dam, even if it came from any influence, makes a tamei. Dam Nefalim, suggests the Achroinim, is the same like Dam Oinus. And Dam Oinus is Metama, that's why Dam Nefalim will be Metama. Continues the Gemara. Tana Abodim. Yesh Roy Meiyoim. You could have 100 days. Vein Ziva Oil Behem. And avoid being a Zava. Keitzat. Shnaim Beloyes. Again, she saw Dam on day 10 and 11 of a Ziva cycle. Then you have Shiva days of the Nida days. Shnaim Shlacha Nida is another 2. Is 11. Shmainim shal nekeva, v'shiva nida, v'shnaim shlacha nida, which equal 100. Says the Gemara. My kamashma, what is a chiddush? and the Mefarshim make the Gemara's kasha very gishmak. We came up with a way with 150 days. So now the Gemara comes up with 100 days, so there's no chiddush. If we're able to come up with 150 days, so 100 days is even easier to understand. My kamashmon answers the Gemara, because he wants to teach us, because there's a question. There's a very obvious question. Why are we saying that she isn't a ziva? There's dam by the dam later. And what do we do with that dam later? Because what did we say? We said like this. She saw 2 days of the ziva days, 7 days of the nida days, 2 days of the ziva days, and that those were 11 days I kept on saying, and on day 12 she has the baby. And that's why she's not a zava. But why not? If she has dam on day 12, which is really the third day of the new ziva cycle, so she becomes a zava gedayla. Day 1, 2, 3 of the new ziva cycle, which also happens to be the day that the baby is born. So why are we saying that she's not a zava? Kamash Milan teaches us the Gemara that it's possible that she should have a baby on that day 12, which is the third day of her new ziva cycle, without becoming a zava, because she had the baby without having any dam, because it goes back to the concept that we learned earlier, efshalu psichas kevah b'lo dam, you could have childbirth without any dam. Because if there was childbirth with dam, then she'd be a zava because of that childbirth. The reason he taught us this halacha is to tell us that he doesn't agree with the man, the Amar, who learned earlier that he efshalu psichas kevah b'lo dam, kamash malon, that efshalu psichas kevah b'lo dam, and that's why on day 12 of our count, which is day 3 of a new ziva cycle, she didn't become a zava gedayla, even though she had a baby on that day, because she had a baby without any dam. Rav Yehuda Omer, Dayan. So Rav Yehuda says, we look at the ninth month. So Rav Yehuda says that only during the ninth month do we apply the concept of dam kaishi. Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Tarfin, Daya Chedosha. Only during the ninth month do we say this hetter? V'yesh b'dava l'hakol l'hachmer. So I need to repeat here a very interesting machloikas rishonim. Rashi in the Ritva. When we've been learning the sugyas of dam kaishi, going back to the Mishnah, and discussed it in yesterday's shir as well, the Mishnah taught us that if a woman experienced dam kaishi, and then she had shufi, she stopped having the dam, it subsided. So the Mishnah taught us different opinions, how long it has to be subsided for, but once it subsides, then that dam kaishi is not considered dam kaishi. We say the dam kaishi is for the vlad. Says Rashi, a very big chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda now taught us that during the last month is the only time we apply the chiddush of dam. We say the rule of dam kaishi, and Rashi says there is no problem of shufi. That even if it subsided, doesn't bother us. If it was in the ninth month, we say it was dam kaishi. Very bechidish. The Ritva disagrees. He says, because what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the Mishnah talking about shufi? It didn't seem that anybody disagreed with the concept of shufi, and what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion can represent the kula and the chumra. V'yesh b'dav l'hok l'hachmer. Ketzad. Kasa shnayim b'soif shmini. If she had dam on the last 2 days of the eighth month, and then she had dam again at the beginning of the ninth month. And she has a baby immediately afterwards. Why? Because 2 of the 3 days were during the eighth month. And during the eighth month, we don't have a heter of dam kaishi according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if 2 of the 3 days were in the eighth month, the rave was in the eighth month, and it wouldn't be considered dam kaishi. However, the other way around, Yom Echod, B'Sav Shmini, she had dam only on 1 day of the end of the 8th month, and then Shtayim B'Tchilas Chi, so most of the days were in the 9th month, and even though there's a large gap from when she had that dam until she actually has the baby, and this seems to point in Rashi's direction, V'Afilu B'Sav Chi Yolda, but still, since most of the dam was in the 9th month, Ein Zeh Yulad B'Sav. Amar of Adbar Hava, continuing to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Shma mino, ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Shipura Gomer. What is Shipura Gomer? Shipura Gomer means that the shofar that they blew on Rosh Chodesh is what makes it work. Because only when the ninth month comes is it the heter of Dam Kaishi? So this is a very difficult line to understand. And we need to stop for a moment to try to understand it. First of all, the Mefarshim try to understand where is there a Shaifa and Rosh Chodesh? So some Mefarshim want to suggest that they did blow a Shaifa and Rosh Chodesh. Others say that when they brought the carbon Musaf from Rosh Chodesh, they blew a Shaifa. That's what Shippur means here. But what does this mean? So actually, the Ritva has a Pshat, which most Rishonim don't learn. But it may be the easiest Pshat to comprehend. Ritva says the ninth month doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh, because every woman's ninth month is by her ninth month. Her ninth month doesn't necessarily coincide with Rosh Chodesh. Right? The problem with the Ritva's Pshat makes a lot of sense, but doesn't work in the Gemara, because then it has nothing to do with the Shaifer. Because the Shaifer certainly wasn't blown every day. It was only blown on Rosh Chodesh, and her ninth month doesn't necessarily commence on the Rosh Chodesh. And that's why most Rishonim learn that the first Rosh Chodesh after her ninth month began, the first Rosh Chodesh after her ninth month began is when Rabbi Yehuda's rule that then the din of Dam Kaishi applies will begin. Which turns out to be a fascinating situation. If you could have two women, one woman's ninth month began right after Rosh Chodesh, another woman's ninth month began a long time, and they would have the same Rosh Chodesh being the ninth month, depending on when the ninth month begins. Let's say this woman's her ninth month began today, and tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so she has the heter tomorrow. Let's say another woman, her ninth month began already 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh, she'll have a much shorter time for the Dam Kaishi. Before I explain how we could even try to understand this Pshat, which is the Pshat the most Rishonim learn, there's a different variation of the Pshat, that we don't say it by the ninth month, we say it by the first month. That the first month ends when the first Rosh Chodesh comes. That means if a woman is pregnant one day, and the next day is Rosh Chodesh, her first month halachically is over. And the next woman could be pregnant for a while until her first month will be over, depending from when she conceived to when Rosh Chodesh takes place. So it's a very hard pshat to understand. Two women have the same day that this heter will apply, but they could be different points of their pregnancy. So this is another one of the examples, explain all the mefarshim, that the halacha, it's not that the teva, it's not that the order of the world influences the halacha, but it's just the opposite. The halacha influences the rest of the world. Where do we see this? The famous example, the Gemara says, is by a girl. That the halacha is the bia of a girl less than 3 years old is halachically not considered a bia. So let's say somebody had a bia with a girl who is 3 years old. So now she's no longer a psula. Has a lot of very important ramifications that we've already discussed. And then Bezdin decides to make it into a leap year. So her birth, so everything's pushed off a year. So the bia wasn't a bia. So was there a bia or wasn't there a bia? We see that the halacha is what determines the teva, not the teva determining the halacha. Continues the Gemara. Shema mina, ksover yudish pur gam. Eini, asked the Gemara, vamishmul, eini shemesaber svi ledis, ela, l'masayim v'shim v'echajoyim, o l'masayim v'shim v'shnaim yoyim, So his question is that a woman, this shita holds, that a woman could only become pregnant. Here we're seeing that the woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda, could have a baby any time during the ninth month. And the halacha tells us that everybody agrees, and again I have to repeat, this was in the time of Chazal, that during the seventh month you could have a child during any time during the seventh month. We'll speak about this soon in the Gemara. In the time of Chazal, and this is one of the things that we say, the concept of Nishtanu HaTivim, a child born in the eighth month cannot survive, eighth month of pregnancy, and a child born in the ninth month, it seems from here, can be born any time during the ninth month. Ask the Gemara, but isn't that true? That's not true. Didn't Shmuel say that a child can only be born on day 271 or 272 or 273 after they had relations? Why? What does that mean? This shita obviously holds that a child has to, that goes to 9 months, has to go full term. Not only does the child have to go full term, so why is there three choices, 271, 272, 273? Because we learned many times that Shech Vazeri remains viable up to 3 days. So if they had Bia, so either it hit, either made her pregnant on the, that day, either the next day, the day after, that's 271, 272, 273. But we clearly see that it's only, so Shmuel clearly tells us that it has to be full-term pregnancy. How does Rabbi Huda say that it could be any other, it could be any time during the whole month? Answers the Gemara, Huda amakachsidim rishonim. Shmuel, who says that the ninth month, that a child born in the ninth month has to be full-term, holds like the chsidim rishonim. What are the chsidim rishonim? The Tanya chsidim rishonim, loyim shansh mitaseim, el arvi b'shabbos. They always had relations on Wednesday. Shloyovlin nishaseim, the day chil Shabbos, which means as follows. If there will be relations on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then you count 271, 272, or 273 days further, it may come out on Shabbos. And it turns out that you caused chil Shabbos. And therefore, they purposely had relations only on Wednesday that the baby will not be born on Shabbos. Ask my Rivas Suloi. Even if the relations, you could do the math yourself, even if you have relations later in the week, the baby won't be born. Any time after Wednesday night, as long as it's not the beginning of the week, the baby won't be born on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Eimim Reviv Eilach. It meant that they didn't do it on Wednesday. They did it from Wednesday night and on. Says the Gemara, Om Mazutra Maitam Dechsidim Rishonim. Where did Dechsidim Rishonim take this from, that a child born in the ninth month has to go full term? The Ksiva Yitin Hashem Lo Heroyim. It says by Rus that Rus got pregnant from boys. And Heroyim, the word Heroyim is the Gematria May Masav Hashem V'Chad Hava, 271. So all the Mefarshim ask, why from all of the people in Tanakh is Rus the woman that we choose to learn from? The term of a pregnancy. So two pshat. One pshat is, usually when the Torah speaks about a woman getting pregnant, what is the word the Torah uses? V'tahar. Why over here does the Torah use different wording? V'yitin Hashem lo hiroyim. To teach us this lesson. Another pshat I saw, very nice pshat, is the Gemara teaches us that Rus had relations with Bayas, and then Bayas died right afterwards. So if we ever want to see a case where we know exactly what was the moment of conception, there's only one person that we can be sure what was the moment of conception. Probably other people, but that we could see in Tanakh. Rus and Bayas. They never had relations again. He died. So her, she serves as a perfect model. Says the Gemara, Anamar Zutra, Afila mandam yoledes latisha eni yoledes l'mektayim. Yoledes l'shiva yoledes l'mektayim. As I said, even if we say that a full-term pregnancy has to go all the way, a pregnancy that's not full-term in the seventh month, as I said, the eighth month in the time of Chazal, the child didn't survive, can be born not through the whole seventh month. Because the Pasuk says, V'hi shenem v'hilat kufas hayomim, v'tar chana v'telet ben, mi tkufas, a tkufa means 3 months, so two tkufas is shnayim, 2 times 3 is 6 months, mi yomim is 2, 6 months plus 2 days, and she had the baby 2 days into the seventh month. You don't have to have the whole seventh month to have the child. This Gemara is the source for is at the heart of a very important halachic machloikis rishayim. Shabbos, of course, you're not allowed to bring mechal Shabbos. The question is, are you supposed to avoid doing something already at the beginning of the week that could bring chil Shabbos? It's a machlokes rishonim. It really depends on alam de shashayla. What does it mean that you're supposed to be shayim Shabbos? Does it mean you're supposed to be shayim Shabbos all week? But you can only really show it on Shabbos? Or does the din of shmirah Shabbos really only apply on Shabbos during the week? There's no such thing. So the chassidim rishonim that were avoiding having relations with their wives that shouldn't come to birth on Shabbos. How did these rishonim view this episode? So some Rishonim say, the Rishonim that say you're not allowed to do something, you're not allowed to have Bia at the beginning of the week, that you have to think about Shabbos from the beginning of the week, the Chassidim Rishonim served to be a perfect example for them. Because that's why they didn't have relations in concern about Chil Shabbos. The other Mandamar, the other Rishonim say you don't have to think that way. What do they hold? They hold that it's only the Chassidim Rishonim that were extra machmer. Everybody else doesn't have to think about that. There are also other factors to take in consideration. Why it's not a perfect example. Because you don't know if she's going to get pregnant. There's so many, you don't know if it'll be a full-term pregnancy, maybe a seventh-month pregnancy, where everything changes. And therefore, this may be not a good example to this. So there's a tshuva that I saw by Ramosha. If we see here the Chassidim Rishonim, they were thinking so far in advance about relations with their wives, or not having, when to have relations with the wife to avoid Chil Shabbos. So what happens if you have a woman in the ninth month? Forget about months in advance. And the doctors say to her, you're having a child is imminent. And it's the end of the week. And she doesn't want to be Michal Shabbos. So should she have labor induced to avoid Chil Shabbos? So Ramosha says, we've spoken about this concept in Ashurim, the Chas V'Shalom, the halacha is that the lady is supposed to be at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines. Of course, if a doctor says there's a health issue, that labor should be induced, you do what the doctor says. But otherwise, we have to let things take their normal course, even if it will mean that the child will be born on Shabbos. On the other hand, I did see a tshuva by Yitzhak Zilberstein, who says the other way. Let's say there's a woman who's pregnant, and it's Shabbos, and the doctors want to induce labor. So of course, he says, if the doctors say it's what needs to be done, there's no question. We have to follow the doctor's orders. But let's say there's a very, very slight issue where the doctors are saying it, but they really can't say that it's medically required. Here we see, he says, how far the Chassidim and Rishonim went to avoid Chil Shabbos. And that was months and months in advance, where we don't know what's going to be. We don't even know if she'll get pregnant. So certainly, in a case where we have Chil Shabbos in front of us, if we could avoid it, we should avoid it. Never at the question of Pikuach Nefesh Chas V'Shalom. The Masha says, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk that we read in every Tainus Tzibur, Koyama Hashem L'Sarisim, Asher Yishmeru Eshab Shoysai, V'Nasati L'Bechamoysi Yad V'Shem, Toy Mibonim Mibonis. So Gemara says in this Pasuk, Emole Shomri Yimnei Yisrael Shtei Shabbosas, if Klai Yisrael observed two Shabbosas, Miyad Negolim. So he says, where do we get the number two? So he says, it refers to the Chassidim Rishonim. What were the Chassidim Rishonim doing? They wanted to avoid the birth happening on Shabbos. And if it's going to be a boy born on Shabbos, you're also going to have the birth on Shabbos, which is another Chil Shabbos. So these Sarisim that purposely avoided having Bia, so that they should not have the Chil Shabbos of the Leid and the Bris, those are the people that bring the Gula. The Sefer Chassidim says, Ish aviv v'imay tiro v'shapsoisei tishmairu. Beautiful vart. He says like this. Ish aviv v'imay. You have an ish that's born from an aviv v'imay. Each one of us are born from a father and mother. And what do we want from our children? Tiro, that our children should be yirei shamayim. You know how you zoich to have yirei shamayim children? V'shapsoisei tishmairu. If the parents are always thinking about Shmiras Shabbos, their children will be Yerushmayim. That's why the Chassidim and the Rishonim, we find that they were thinking all these months in advance that their children should not be born in Shabbos, that the Chas V'Shalom shouldn't be any Chil Shabbos, because that's the way that you can have Tiro, children who are Yerushmayim. Says the Gemara. Rav Yosef Shimon Omer, En Kishi Yosef Mebeis Shabbosos. Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon say, you only get 2 weeks for the Het of Dam Koshi. Amar Shmuel, my Talmud Rabbanim, what is the reason for these Rabbanim? The Ksiv Tamei Shva'ayim Knidasa. Knidasa V'chloi Kizivasa. Mechlal, that in the days of Ziva you have the heter of Dam Kaishi. But for how long do you have that heter? You have it only for Shva'ayim for 2 weeks. Tana Rabbanim, says the Gemara, we learn in a Braisa. Yesh Maksha Esm Chamishim Yoyim. You could have a person having Dam for 25 consecutive days, Vein Ziva Olabem, and she will not become a Zofa. Ketzad. Something that we've learned 3 times already today. Shnayim b'loyes. She had dam on day 10 and 11 of her 11-day cycle. Then Shiva Nida. Then comes the 7 days of Nida. Then you have day Shel Acha. Then you have two more days of the new Ziva cycle, but it's only 2 days. With only 2 days, you don't become a Zava. Then you have the Abba Asa, now the last 2 weeks of her pregnancy, that's exactly when it coincides. The Abba Asa Matar, so if you count all of this together, you have 25 days. However, the Efshish Tiskasha Esser Mishloish Miyam, but according to this Mandamer, once you have 26 consecutive days of Dam, below Vlad, below Tehe, that is Bezov. Ask the Gemara, below Vlad, if there's no baby born, ask the Gemara, Betlos and Namisagi, that if there's no Vlad, so there's no Dam Kaishi. And if there's no Dam Kaishi, you become a Zov in 3 days. So as it say, you need this many days, 26 days. Omer, Rashashis, Ema, B'mokim Shesh Vlad. What he means to say is like this. When the woman is carrying a baby, so she could have 25 days of Riya and avoid becoming a Zava, 26 days is already too much. Omer Rava. Omer Rashashis, Ema, B'mokim Shesh Vlad. Omer Rava asks Rava, but that isn't what it said. Habaloi Vlad Tani. And as the Mefarshim explained, to change the wording of a Braisa from one extreme to the other, the Braisa says, B'mokim she'ein b'loy vlad. And he changes it, B'mokim she'esh vlad, is too much of a change. Elam Rava hachkama. Yesh, diskash eshim b'sheshim yoim. It's impossible for a woman to have dam for 26 days, B'mokim she'esh vlad, even if she's expecting v'loy teyheledes b'zof. That woman will be considered a lettuce resolve that we keep on learning will need Zion the Kiyim. Ubimokum she'ein Vlad, Ella Nafel, in a place where there was no Vlad, where it turns out that the child was a Nafel, but Tlos and Nami have a Zava. Just for 3 days, she's a Zava. Why? Going back to something we spoke early in this year. My Tam ain't Koshel and Falem. Because the Het of Dam Koshi doesn't apply when the child delivered turned out to be a Nafel for the reasons we learned earlier in this year.